T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ralph Moore is joining us live this morning, Erie County Republican Elections Commissioner, to talk early voting. Ralph, enthusiasm for early voting is incredible. Is this even close to what your expectations were?
No, the response has been phenomenal, and we've received already over 61,000 mail-in ballots back at the Board of Elections, and yesterday we've reached unprecedented proportions with early voting topping 50,000 people already.
It's an extraordinary number. Was this what you were expecting coming into this week?
Well, we figured that the response would be high, and what we've done is we've deployed all of our equipment. We actually tried approximately a month ago to get more equipment, but we're unable to do so. This has been a response that we haven't seen ever in the past, and it's very exciting to see the enthusiasm of Western New York voters for this race.
Can you tell where the enthusiasm is? I mean, can you tell what percentage of Democrats and Republicans are showing up to early vote?
Yes, this is a general election, so a party affiliation doesn't play that big a role in the operations of the Board of Elections. However, it's been enthusiasm across the entire spectrum of voters. Democrats, which are a larger number in Erie County, are coming out in larger numbers than Republicans for early voting, and also both for the return of the absentee ballots.
When you see these lines, I think a lot of people throughout Western New York are looking at them and kind of really reacting in a surprised way, because on election day, you know, no matter where I know I've been, either voting or covering people at the polls, anywhere from, you know, Cheektowaga, Tonawanda, and Amherst, and the city of Buffalo, all these different places, I've never really seen any sort of long line at election day. I mean, barely, that's if there is a line at all. Yet here we're seeing these long, long lines. I mean, should people take note of this and plan to vote early in an off hour before, because we should expect long lines on election day? Will election day look as normal? How are you kind of monitoring that, and what are you able to tell people?
Well, so far there isn't any off hours. We have the most hours of any county in the state of New York. We have the most locations of any county in the state of New York. And whether you're coming at the opening of the polls or the middle of the polls, there seems to be lines for early voting. It's that much enthusiasm for this general election. We have over 800 precincts open on election day, and that's generally why we don't see long lines. However, this year may be different as well. We're trying to cope with the long lines by deploying equipment in a manner which we're taking from areas that have a lower turnout. But even the places where you would expect turnout to be lower has shown up with long lines as well. So it's really something that the Board of Elections is trying to cope with on an hour-hour basis.
Ralph, if this pace keeps up, most voters will have voted before Election Day then, right?
Well, that's true. We have about 20% of all the voters in Erie County voting already, either by mail-in ballot or by early voting. we'll see how it goes today as well. And if the pace continues, polls are open from 12 noon to 9 p.m. today and throughout the rest of the week. And we'll see how what remains on Election Day.
Generally speaking, in a presidential election year, what is the percentage of registered voters who actually head out to the poll or send in a vote?
In Erie County, we average generally over 80% of the voters come out in a presidential election year. This year, it seems that record may be shattered as we have so many people already voting early.
What do you need to bring with you, Ralph, if you are planning to early vote?
You don't need anything to any form of ID or anything special to come to vote early. However, if you bring your driver's license, that speeds up the process because our electronic equipment can scan a driver's license and immediately pull up the voter. As well, the Board of Elections throughout the course of the year has sent out various voter cards informing you of what your polling place is or your party affiliation. Those cards usually have a barcode down there. It can scan that barcode and call your name up quicker. The average turn processing time to check somebody in is about 48 seconds. So it's under a minute, but still the long lines and the number of people showing up at any given time is just clogging the system. So anything you can do to speed it up would be helpful.
But you do need some kind of ID, right?
No, in New York State, you do not need voter identification. When you go and check in at the table, your name, you present yourself to the inspector. They will call up your information, and then we'll compare the signatures on file with the signature that you do on the electronic tablet or on the poll book.
So I'm surprised you said a little over 40 seconds to check in, because the check-in process for early voting, because you can vote if you live in Erie County in any of the 37 Erie County locations, I would assume that takes a little bit longer because you have to pull up the right ballot for, you know, what you want to be voting on. But it doesn't sound like it takes, you know, all that much longer than on Election Day at your normal polling place.
No, it doesn't. We've streamlined the process where no matter where you present yourself at any one of the 37 early voting sites, it goes to a central database. It pulls up your name, and the computer would print the proper ballot for your jurisdiction. It also prevents somebody from voting twice or going either the same day or on another day for early voting or on Election Day to another poll site and try to cast a second ballot.
Okay, on that point, Ralph, if somebody voted absentee and then changed their mind about their vote, can they show up at a polling place?
Yes, on an absentee vote, if somebody voted absentee or received an absentee ballot and had not yet voted it, they can show up either at the polls or on early voting or at an early voting site and cast their ballot. Whether they change their mind or whether it's their initial vote, we'll then pull their absentee ballot and your vote in person will count. If you show up and present yourself for early voting, you've then cast your ballot for that election, and you will not be allowed to change your mind and show up again.
All right, a little bit of a difference there. We've talked with you many times. I mean, this is going back before the special election that was held a little earlier on and, you know, back into the early months of the summer, about the amount of people who are going to be requesting absentee ballots, about the amount of ballots that are going to be mailed in. And you've constantly said you have no worries about voter fraud. This is something you do all the time. Given the amount of absentee ballots, the amount of mail-in votes that you're expected to receive and have to count after Election Day, are you still confident there are going to be no issues when it comes to counting the votes, making sure the votes are counted, making sure there's no fraud or funny business going on?
I am. We've set a number of procedures in place for this election. Plus, we are following the same procedures that we followed for decades with regard to the mail-in voting. we're very confident that we're going to be able to catch any attempted incidences of fraud and also to be able to make sure that nobody gets to cast a second vote twice. We feel very confident in that ability, and that once this is done, it will take a little bit longer because of the large volume that we have, but once the process is complete, that we're going to have an honest and a true election with an accurate and verifiable count.
Ralph, today's an important deadline, right, if you want to vote absentee?
If you want to vote absentee, you have to have your request either in paper, postmarked today, or the portal gets shut down today at midnight. This is required by New York State election law. The most efficient way to request a mail-in ballot is to go on our website, www.elections.erie.gov, and use the apply for a mail-in ballot. It takes less than 2 minutes, and we've had over 64,000 people use our portal for absentee ballot requests.
All right. Good reminder for people still looking to send in a ballot, and some good notes for people to know if they plan on going out. Maybe be ready for a line for a fourth day in a row at some of these early voting locations. That's Ralph Moore. He's the Erie County Republican Elections Commissioner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.